NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. A little chance for the saxophone to shine in the classical repertoire. We heard Adagio and Allegro for saxophone and strings. Music composed by an actual saxophone virtuoso, Jorma Panula, who we heard there with the new Stockholm Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues as we enter the afternoon time. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is joining us a bit later with the masterful Siegfried Idyll from Richard Wagner, as well as music for Bassoon, a quartet by composer Karl Stamitz, also on the way. Here on Kansas Public Radio, thanks for stopping by. Onward now with the Guildhall String Ensemble. I have something for you from a 20th century Swedish composer, a serenade for strings by composer Doc Viren on Kansas Public Radio. A serenade for strings from a 20th century Swedish composer by the name of Doc Viren. Performed there by the Guildhall String Ensemble, here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:26 now, and stay with us for the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. They'll be along in just about 10 minutes' time, with a masterful orchestral suite that was written as a birthday present to the wife of Richard Wagner, Siegfried Idyll. Still to come, on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org and the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Here on the KU campus, sunny skies and 80 degrees. Today warming up to 85. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low of about 59. For tomorrow, once again sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s, we have a slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon and 20% chance of showers for Wednesday evening, when the lows will be about 63. A little chamber music for bassoon next, a bassoon quartet, one written by a German composer who lived mainly in the 18th century, Carl Philipp Stamitz. Bassoon quartet in F major with the Tatry Quartet, and bassoonist Laszlo Hara on Kansas Public Radio. There, the Tatra Quartet, with bassoonist Laszlo Hara on hand, in a bassoon quartet by German composer Karl Stamitz on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news or beautiful music or fascinating conversations, you can always feed that passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind and the news that matters. Contribute at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, partnering with local leaders and volunteers to expand outdoor opportunities, support local economies, and keep Kansas a place where being outdoors is a part of everyday life. Details at kstrails.org. We're ready now for the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. We'll hear something, a symphonic poem that was written by Richard Wagner in 1869, not long after the birth of his son Siegfried, and a thing that he created as a birthday present to his wife Cosima shortly after the birth. This is Siegfried Idyll The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra takes it away on Kansas Public Radio. From Richard Wagner, the symphonic poem Siegfried Idyll, named for his son Siegfried, as well as a birthday present to his wife Cosima. In 1868, we heard the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. now, and in just a moment, NPR News. And in the next hour of music, we bring you one of the great piano concertos of all time, that of Edvard Grieg, his piano concerto with Georges Bolette and the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin. That, along with a little music by Schubert and others, still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for chefs and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And in that recording, you had Pinchas Zukerman as violinist as well as conductor of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, giving us a little Polonaise in B-flat major, composed by Franz Schubert here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on, and in this hour, the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin will be along to give us one of the great piano concertos of all time, that of Edvard Grieg with pianist Georges Bolette. As our soloist, that's in just about 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. A little chamber music as we continue. I have something for you now by a Czech composer of the 18th century, Franz Kromer, a quartet for oboe, strings, performed by John Dee and the Tantalon Ensemble on KPR. Quartet for Oboe and Strings by the 18th century Czech composer, Franz Kromer. We listen to oboist John Dee and the Tantalon Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1:26, and there'll be NPR News at the top of the hour, of course. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes, insects, and fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And the Topeka Symphony Orchestra, offering tickets for the 2026-27 season, American Icons, celebrating the United States' 250th anniversary, Bernstein to Gershwin, and more. Details at topekasymphony.org. On the KU campus, at the moment, it is 81 degrees. We're warming up to about 86 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of about 60. And tomorrow should be much the same, a sunny day, with temperatures in the mid-80s. Ready now to bring you music by Edvard Grieg, a composer who ever only wrote one symphony and only a single piano concerto, and not merely a piano concerto, the only concerto that he ever completed. He had a way of doing things once and doing things correctly, because this is not only one of Grieg's most popular works, it's also one of the most popular concertos for piano ever written in 1868, Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor, and we'll listen now to the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, Ricardo Chailly conducting, and pianist George Bellet, next on Kansas Public Radio. One of the great piano concertos of history, and the only concerto ever completed by Edvard Grieg in 1868, his Piano Concerto in A Minor, performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra of Berlin, conductor Ricardo Chailly and pianist George Bellet, today on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is almost 2 p.m. and just about time for NPR News, the next hour of classical music brings us another marvelous concerto, one for harp, by the composer Reinhold Glier. Not to mention work by Robert Schumann, Rimsky-Korsakov. Quite a bit more still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. We hope you can stay with us a little while longer here on KPR. On the KU campus, 81 degrees, warming up to 86, partly sunny skies, partly cloudy this evening, with a low of 60. You're listening to KPR.
Imagine PR News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
207 points, NASDAQ up 241. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. That's a recording of the Bochum Symphony Orchestra and music from the opera Mlada by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Indian Dance, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Tuesday afternoon in store for you. An hour that includes Italian chamber music of the Baroque time, a sonata by Albinoni in just a minute, as well as a beautiful harp concerto by Reinhold Glier. That's all in store for us. The New York Philharmonic, conductor Kurt Mazur and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter bring us our next performance. From Robert Schumann, here's a Fantasy IV, violin and orchestra in C major. Next on KPR. Fantasy for violin and orchestra in C major. Music by Robert Schumann. Played by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor Kurt Mazur, and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now, and in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by the London Sinfonia for a wonderful harp concerto by composer Reinhold Glier, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, featuring Final Fridays with Stanley Sheldon's Rhythm Republic for an evening of Latin jazz. The show begins 7:30 p.m. on Friday. Tickets at MasellisOnline.com. And the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting, free at the Lawrence Public Library on Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. Bring you a little Italian chamber music of the Baroque time next. We've got for you now a trio sonata in B minor. This is from Tommaso Albinoni, the performance by the ensemble L'Arte dell'Arco on Kansas Public Radio. Trio sonata in B minor from Italian composer Tommaso Albinoni, performed by the ensemble L'Arte dell'Arco on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:30 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And there's a little bit more classical music this evening for you. That'll be from 7 to 9. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. We're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org. It is 82 degrees on the KU campus, a high of 86 today. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 60. Tomorrow should be a sunny day with highs in the mid-80s again, and cloudy Wednesday night, a low of 63. A chance of showers. Looks like slight chance of showers for Wednesday and 20% chance of showers on Thursday. Become a KPR corporate sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Next, we're with the London Sinfonia. We'll hear some music from a Ukrainian composer born in the late 19th century, Reinhold Klier. Was one of the students of Mikhail Ipolitov Ivanov at the Moscow Conservatory and would himself go on to be one of the teachers of Sergei Prokofiev. What we'll listen to is a concerto for harp and orchestra. He wrote this in 1938 for a talented harpist of the age, Ksenia Erdely, who made so many suggestions that Lear had offered to credit her as a co-composer of this work, an honor that she politely declined. We'll hear harpist Rachel Masters with the London Sinfonia, led by Richard Hickox, on Kansas Public Radio. A concerto for harp and orchestra, composed in 1938 by Reinhold Klier. We listen to the London Sinfonia, conductor Richard Hickox, and the harpist Rachel Masters on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it is just about 3 p.m., and all things considered from NPR News is just ahead. Later on tonight, you can catch more classical music between 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. It's been a pleasure, as always, sharing the music with you on this Tuesday afternoon, and I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Imagine our news.
All Things Considered is next here on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.